Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf here, Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Eagles and the Patriots have concluded their 3 days of joint practices, and now it's on to Friday's game, the second preseason game for the Eagles. So let's go through some of the players that we want to watch. I'm going to take the offense, and Bo will take the defense. You begin.
All right. Well, with the starting defense, there's not too much to look at player-wise. I think we know a lot about these guys, so I'll look at the second team. I want to see if Bo Allen can back up what he did against the Chicago Bears, be a force both pass rushing and against the run. That second team defensive line did very well against the Bears. I'd like to see them keep that up. Of course, I want to see the first-round pick, Marcus Smith. Can he rush the passer? He's working on a bull rush move, which is sort of new to his game. He's putting some new stuff in. Let's see if he can get to the quarterback. And then I'll cheat a little bit with the third one. I just want to see the safety position. I do want to see with the starters, if it's Nate Allen and Malcolm Jenkins, how those two guys work together. And then a guy who we haven't seen much of this training camp since he came in late, Keelan Johnson. He's been working a little bit with the twos up here in New England. I think he's got a chance to maybe make some plays as well.
And, of course, the defense after last year's very tough outing against Tom Brady and the Patriots offense. Two possessions, two touchdowns. Let's see. It's been certainly much more competitive at practice. Let's see what happens in preseason game number two. Now for the offense, you got to start with Nick Foles after that performance in Chicago. Two bad decisions, two interceptions. Want to see Nick Foles come out and be decisive with his throws, accurate, good timing, and put some points on the board. And then a little bit about the backups. Ken Ifeanyi-Moma, who may be the most improved player in this entire summer, is he a serious candidate, Bo, to make this 53-man roster?
And then, of course, what can he do on special teams? Because, as Chip Kelly has said, for those guys, it comes down to special teams. Moma has been very impressive. He's so much further than he was last season. He's done some nice things here, having a couple catches over Brandon Browner, who is a 6'4 guy, who's a Pro Bowl guy. If Moma can make plays against him in the red zone, that's the sort of thing he brings to the table.
And that's what we've seen in this week of practice for Moma. A lot of opportunities to go up and get the ball in the end zone. And then number three, the Eagles depleted at the running back position for this game in a sense. Of course, LeSean McCoy will play. Darren Sproles will play. But the number three running back could be, should be, and has been all week, Henry Josie. Now, Josie did not do a whole lot to open eyes last week in Chicago. He'll get an opportunity against the Patriots. This may be his big chance, Bo, to show that a former star at Missouri coming back from a devastating knee injury can make it in the NFL.
He also gets a chance to run behind the second team offensive line, which was super impressive against the Chicago Bears and really is maybe one of the strengths of this team.
And so that is our list of what's to watch and who's to watch against the New England Patriots in preseason game number two.